Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit and find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Welcome, everyone, to the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. Wherever you are, and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, empoweredspiritprogram.com, one word, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. What is stopping you from living your purpose? So how are you today? Happy holidays. No matter what you celebrate, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever it is, I hope that you've actually had the time to slow down a little bit, to reflect on your year, to spread some joy and cheer, and to offer some giving back, and really just to open your heart. I know for me, I don't really celebrate Christmas, and Hanukkah was never a big deal, so the holidays always left kind of a puzzle for me, like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? And the thing that always comes back is just open up my heart to serve, to help, and to tap into the spirit. We've just gone through the winter solstice mark, right? And the winter season always pulls our energy in. I really love this about the winter, the ability to come in, because really, for me, that's where I go during this time of year. Yes, it can be a little lonely, a little sad, but for me, I have my spirit. And I've noticed that the more I tap into it and feed it with meditation and Reiki and the oracles and depth and breath, the more I feed my spirit, the greater I feel about who I am and my presence on earth. So I know this time of year can be difficult for many, and I invite you to just to take some time with your own spirit. Take some time to go in and align with the winter season. You know, the bears and all, they hibernate, and we too need to do the same thing. We need to go deeper and deeper to access the dreams, to access that realm of possibility, to check in with the elders and those that have crossed over. We can learn so much about who we are and where we are during this season. So no, it's not just about the presents and the Santa Claus and the gifts and the giving, but it is about the miracles that surround all of us, and about the energy of our soul, and how when we tap into that soul, that spirit, those miracles come forward. I think for me, that's the way that I can work with this energy and open up to a deeper meaning, a deeper breath in who I am. You know, I believe that when we can bring spirituality in our everyday life, we can show up more confident, more powerful, make better choices, and have clarity in what our path is all about. And I'm talking spiritual right now. I'm not talking religion. I'm talking that spiritual part of who we all are, that connectedness to the one, to the greater good. That's the energy that I'm bringing forward right now. That's the energy for all of us to open up to. I believe it's very important right now as we move forward. This is actually one of the greatest movements right now going on, is the spiritual but not religious population. And that's what I'm talking about. When we find those ways to connect on a deeper existence to our soul, to explore our soul, we can open up to navigating our life better, making those choices with clarity, with confidence. I believe that's what it's really all about when we choose to discover our purpose and that greater depth of who we are. So as I reflect on my year through this podcasting, I'm very grateful for all that has come forward. I know there's been lots of energy all around all year, lots of cosmic energy, the big eclipse. We had Trump come in and just shake it all up. And yes, that did bring a lot of discomfort for many people, including myself. But with that discomfort comes the ability to dig in, to really look what is going on and to help some of that higher vibration, that light surface. And I know that's what's happening for me. I know that's what's opened up. My voice has gotten stronger. I'm talking more about the work that I do. I'm even bringing it out in such a greater capacity. So I know for myself, although there's been lots of discomfort, there's been lots of growth this year. So today what I'd like to do is just kind of do a little review of what we've gone through with the podcast. I am making some big changes. This is actually my last broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be switching over to Libsyn. No, I'm not going away. Nope, not at all. Just switching platforms. So I do honor all of these years I've been on this air with Blog Talk since 2012. So I honor all of that as I move it forward. And we'll just take a little review. But before we do, I'd like to invite you to take a pause with me. So wherever you are, taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Centering your energy, pausing for a moment. Maybe it's your first pause of the day. Inhaling, bringing that breath up the spine. And exhale, sending it all the way back down, deep into the earth. Opening up as we call in Divine Spirit, our masters, teachers, call in your spirit guides. Open up to being really present as we go to close this year. And just taking a moment, reflecting on your year. Noticing where you are right now. Remembering where you were in January. Where were you in the spring, the summer, the fall? And now we open up to the winter and we honor where we are right now. Winter sits in the direction of the north. That's where we bring in our elders. That's where we hold those visions. We open up to all that infinite potential and we honor that direction of the north, the east, the south, and the west, above us, below us, right into the very center. Asking for anything less than light to be gone. And only the highest vibrations be with us as we go to close our year. Taking a nice deep inhale. And exhale. And so I go to draw a card for guidance as we close the year. Drawing from the Good Tarot, one of the new decks I brought forward this year. So the card that comes forward is the King of Earth. So this card is all about the ability to attract abundance, wealth, to be connected to the earth, to be a leader in the work that you do. How perfect is that? It's about someone who has trust and faith in the invisible and can really know how to manifest what it is they want to bring in. Knowing that there are opportunities around, all around, and all we have to do is tap into the universal flow of energy. Because of that trust and that faith, opening up to the abundance that is all around. This is all about manifesting that desire and taking this forward as we close one year and open up the next. So as you go through your week, as you go to close the year, notice that abundant energy all around. Notice the ways in which you connect with the earth. Notice the trust and the faith that you bring forward in your ability to trust yourself and the faith that you have in the universal energy. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Feel that flow of life, that breath, connecting with the universal energy, connecting with Mother Earth. Breathing up from the earth through the body, all the way up into the higher dimensions. And exhale, bring that breath all the way back down, deep into the earth. Connecting the feet on the ground, centering your energy, coming back inhaling and exhaling. Yes, it has been one heck of a year, with all the many cosmic influences coming in to inspire us and to push us forward. It's like it opens a door that pushes us maybe in places you thought you'd never be, or maybe it's exactly where you want to be. I know that the influences can really help us to feel supported, connected to the universe, and connected to our path here on Earth. You know, it's all about vibration. With all those planets moving around and putting out their vibration, it really helps us to up our own vibrations, to raise it up. So I've greatly appreciated all the many guests that we've had on the show. But one of the things that we talked about this year that really stood out for me as I look back through the episodes was about all that energy that caused so many of us discomfort. Discomfort that was hard for people, but yet really is very valuable in where we are right now. And I think my guest, Robert O. Williams, he's from the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations. He really nailed it in the conversation we had when I interviewed him about his new book, Love is Power, Moving Humanity from Fear to Love. Let's listen in on what we talked about.
I love the name of your show called The Empowered Spirit. The word power is involved with spirit. And where is that spirit? All of your listeners know the spirit is not outside of ourselves. It's not here or there. It's actually our very essence. And we can extend the definition of spirit to include just the holistic opportunity we have as human beings, environment that we live in, and the conditions that were set up in a mysterious way for our own bodies, for our own families, for our own particular stories, as we say, they also affect each current moment. They also affect who we are in each, or our ability to be whole. An act of attention on now, on those little rays of light that keep shining through the darkness if we're in a time. And then keeping our attention with love on those rays of light. And so you're right, the spirit will be more and more empowered as we use our attention very, very gently in many cases to see that consciousness is raising in spite of the turmoil and emotional and physical difficulties we're going in. Experience and knowledge go together, and if we don't have knowledge or information to substantiate or to allow the mind some position for whatever experience we're having, then we actually can't evolve as fast. We have an experience, we don't know what it's about, and we contract from it, or we fear it, or we resist it.
And then he continues on to offer us some information on how we are waking up and how disorder is actually a part of this.
Our hearts are actually waking up collectively. Our heart chakras, and along with our heart chakras and the other chakras and all the different components of holistic life, our bodies are actually raising vibrationally. And so each cell is beginning to shed its old skin and create a new skin to sustain and to more clearly transduce this higher vibrational consciousness. Why is it happening now? It's actually just a simple phase of humanity's evolution. And so I like using the analogy of the rose bush. At the state of the seed, you know, it doesn't look anything like the rose, doesn't even look anything like the leaf, but there's the seed, and it has all the information required for all the different phases of development for that rose. And nature's in charge of that. Nature's in charge. I mean, we can assist, we can also mess it up, but nature has that information, that intelligence. And so when the serious time is right, the seed breaks away, the sprout comes out. So in each of these, what we call phase transitions, there is an increase of disorder. The boundaries begin to to break, literally in the seed. You know, the seed breaks, it weakens, and the life force of something that has been passive or latent, if you will, for a long period of time is activated. And so that sprout inside the seed breaks open its current condition, and then surface of the seed recycles and the sprout comes up, all governed by nature. So in that very sense, our own awakening is a fundamental aspect of nature's evolution within our own human race, within the planet itself. This gentle but very powerful spirit of humanity, it won't allow the seed to just stay the seed. It has to get the plant growing. It's built in the blueprint of humanity. So what is the environmental aspect? I call it the season of awakening. Humans have lived a long time relative to complete history. It's a very, very small bit of time. But we have a history of the development of human potential. And then what is unique about humans, and this is what I hold precious, and I think most of your listeners understand, that we also have the gift of participating with our own awakening. We have this free will. We have the ability. We're not just like a plant that's being governed by laws. We are governed by those same laws, but we have the conscious choice to participate one way or the other with our own awakening process, individually and globally. So the rose bush has to go through its phases, and then prior to each phase change, there's an increase of disorder. That's just how it works. There's an increase. So the stem, let's say we're at the stem level of development of a rose plant. So it's stem, it's got the sap in the middle and the green. It's also a paradigm of photosynthesis. The plant gives out oxygen, it receives carbon dioxide, and it's part of the ecosystem. So, but then there's an increase of chaos. The cells of that stem begin to become disordered. And if you were to just not know what was happening, you'd say, oh my God, everything's breaking down. This plant must be dying. You know, the cells are all disordered. There was this continuity and stability prior to this little point, but now everything's going crazy. What's happening is that leaf is now going through its biggest leap of transformation, creates a bud, and then the actual rose flower springs out of that. And the blueprint was always there. The blueprint for each one of these developmental realities was there for the seed, the sprout, the stem, the leaves, the different changes, and then the final transformation for that plant of the flowering. The paradigms shift as well. The plant flower, the rose, beautiful rose flower that we see and smell, no longer gives out oxygen, no longer takes in carbon dioxide like the green part did. It actually has a whole nother function, a whole nother relationship with the universe. That is inevitable for human beings. Yes. That blossoming of our next highest level of potential is built into the blueprint, built into the information fields of Earth. Our bodies are of the Earth. Our spirits are integrated with that. And this change, this revolutionary change is upon us right now. It's been prophesized in a lot of different indigenous religions. It's in the Vedas. Mm-hmm. The natural laws cannot come in through our will. They cannot come in through a previous paradigm. They cannot come in through a previous state of consciousness. They come in, they are coming in through our next highest level of good, our next highest level of life.
Yeah. You're describing exactly what is going on in our political scene today, in our country here today, all this disorder that's coming about and all this, you know, really all this stuff that has to fall away. And that's exactly what you're describing, so that we can raise the consciousness of our, just our own country to start with, but everywhere all around us. And that's a great example
that gives me hope to, you know, continue doing this work I'm doing. Don't give up. Keep getting out there and keep standing for this vibration that's coming forward. And even though people can't see it, doesn't mean it's not real. I mean, I read somewhere the other day, 96% of the universe is invisible. Hello. Right.
Right.
So it's really trusting that the work that we're doing for all of us out there that are in this field and doing this kind of work, just to keep doing it and keep working with the vibrations that are coming forward and to help us understand that better. And I thought that was a perfect, you know, it's that letting go. It's that disorder that you were talking about with that rose. It's like, okay, all this is coming apart. Yes. But it's going to be up to us to step in with nature, with that free will, with that ability to help make this shift possible and believe it and know it and trust it.
So yes, it is a gift of participation, and we all have that choice to raise our consciousness and do our work each and every day, which Deidre Haid describes it so well when I talked to her and William Arntz from their book, The Not-So-Little Book of Surprises.
So we must have a practice to resist that darkness, and that practice is our meditation, our mindfulness, our working with the light or working with whatever higher power you connect with. Every single day, every single day.
And then with our newest addition to the Empowered Spirit Show, Z-Girl Astrology, Lori Zielinski offers us a little insight into all the Scorpio energy that's coming forward and how we're going to see this work that we're doing open up.
As a collective, we will see people become more interested in the healing arts and modalities. We may even see new modalities come forward. It's in the astrologies.
Yes, it's so important to have a way in which you can raise your consciousness and connect with your spirit each and every day. So many choices out there. You know, we talked about a lot of this when we did our summer series on the oracles and all the many different ways of using oracle cards. And I know for me, it brought a whole new deck in. But the thing that really inspired me throughout this whole year was a series we did on creativity and the spirit. So many ways of looking at creativity. It's not just about the art room, but opening up to that energy and that flow of life. And I loved it with Shannon Andrews Skippers as she talked about letting go and forgetting perfect.
When we allow our creativity to flow freely, when we let go of that need to be perfect, then I think we're able to see the beauty and the magic in everything. Through yoga, dance, singing, laughter, creating anything, I feel like we celebrate a feeling of connection, a feeling of being present, joyful, and alive. Mm-hmm. So when we step outside of our comfort zone, we can break through those barriers that keep us stuck in old patterns. That I just feel like when we are able to tap into our playful side and release that feeling of heaviness and responsibility and that need to be perfect, you know, which blocks us from our true vibrant spirit, then we can really shine.
Yes, forget perfect. And then we talked to Melissa Scott with her book, Tougher Than You Think You Are, which was a perfect antidote to helping us to release the fear.
I think that creativity inspires a spirit because it frees us up and helps us learn to move past fear. You know, when we can get outside of our box and embrace that we can do things bigger than what we give ourselves credit for, then we're really, really in our spirit. We're really in our power. And that's what creativity can bring to your life for sure.
So yes, when we can let go of the fear and stand on the edge, we can really open up to a greater part of who we are. And very often what we find is that creativity and spirituality, they really cross over. Sometimes it's hard to tell which inspires which. And I know one of the other things that we talked about for helping us to open up to our spirituality is our intuitive abilities and how creativity comes in to help us with that. Let's hear what Tina Conroy from the Intuitive Woman Woman podcast has to say about that.
Well, I see creativity as very playful. And the more that you can be playful and joyful and visualize your gifts, then it enhances your intuition and it develops that muscle. It also strengthens your spirit because you're listening and you're feeling and you're able to be guided by that very special thing, which we call spirit.
And then Trudy Mullins, who summed it all up in her fearless view on creativity and the spirit.
Creativity is actually the language of spirit. And I say that because I think that spirit is not idle. I think it is not here with us to do nothing. I think it is constantly actively engaged and chasing us down and falling madly in love with us and all of creation all of the time. Even when we think it's not working, I think it's always in active presence and engaged with us all the time. I don't think we're here to do nothing either. I think we're here to produce. Our divine purpose is to simply listen to those messages of spirit and create and live our purpose. Everything is a divine act of creativity if you're listening.
So as we take all these viewpoints, the common theme running through was that creativity does inspire the spirit, as well as the spirit inspiring creativity. Opening up to our spirit is so important, and bringing it out into everyday life is important too, so that we can make the changes we desire to see coming forward. It helps us to show up in a more powerful way, to have confidence, to gain clarity, to quiet the chatter, and open up to a deeper perspective of who you truly are. I believe that bringing spirituality into our everyday life will help you to live confidently and more powerfully so that you can feel more dynamic, you can be more enriched, and more fulfilled. I'll be talking about this a lot more in the year ahead. It will be a regular topic next season as we open up to that energy within each of us. As we go to close the show and the year, I thank you so much for listening to the Empowered Spirit Show. So much gratitude to you for tuning in. I'd like to leave you with this blessing, bringing spirit in. May you be a catalyst for light and love and bring inspiration to those who you meet. May you know who you are and what you are every moment of the day. May you have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict and the courage to speak your voice even when scared. May you seek to know the highest truth and dismiss the pull of the lower self. And may you have the humility to follow your heart and the passion to live your soul's desires. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. To your spirit, namaste.